Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is a two for Tuesday, and that means two Red Sox tickets for you every single hour today, starting during the 8 o'clock hour. I will give the first pair of tickets away at 8:30 for Sox and Rays on Thursday night at Fenway. Wiggy and I will be there tonight with some diehards who won the opportunity to go to the game and sit in the finest, in my opinion, arguably the finest seats available. Out in right field, Sam Adams deck. We will enjoy a couple dogs and some Sam Summers and root for the old town, the hometown nine tonight at Fenway.
That was going to be my question. What's on the food menu for the both of you? Mm. If you could pick just one thing that you guys could each get.
What are the vegan options?
What are they, sir? I would get pizza. Don't they do pizza there?
Yep, okay, yeah, pizza.
I do pizza. Because I told you, I don't like a boiled dog.
Right.
I like my wieners fried or grilled. Uh-huh. I like a little crisp
right,
to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we will see you tonight. But you can win tickets all day long today, starting at 8:30 on this show. This is Rob from Plainville. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Can we please stop with the Pat Maroon savior talk? Please. This guy, he skates like Al Peterson, for those who don't remember. He's on like the fifth line. You really think the Bruins are going to miss this guy?
No.
If he bangs some guy out? He's acting like he's the savior, for crying out loud.
You're right.
My
God. Go out there and pound somebody.
There.
Yeah, I know. But listen.
Pound somebody in the face and take your suspension and leave.
Yeah.
You're not bringing anything to the table anyways. Other than gorgeous hair, I must admit.
Yeah, he does have great hair. he's trying to make the mullet great again. It sounds like Brad Marchand told him not to, though. I mean, he brought up that he loves his captain. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I agree with
is
you.
Is he saying, like, don't get a stupid penalty?
Yeah, puts but, us on a but who cares thing? At this point?
Right. Huh? Brad, a better guy it's, than I am. I would go, be yeah. like, go take his head off.
Especially when you had the lead in that last game. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect opportunity. Like, yeah. your penalty kill was feeling it a little bit. You were doing all right, and you had a lead. You had some momentum. You get Pat Maroon to just beat the bag out of some guy. That roof would have exploded, mm-hmm. and that entire arena would have been on your side, and you would have been fine.
No, I think it's time. And Marchand did try to go opening faceoff in game. Was that game three? Was that Friday night?
That was right before the start of game
three. Right? Yeah. He did try to, and there was no response. There was not a willingness. But, I mean, I'm sorry. It's mm-hmm. hockey.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and the caller's right. Like, I mean, so Pat Maroon gets suspended. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think anybody's tripping about
but
that.
But this is another case of Bruins fans, in some cases, missing the point. Like, it's great to settle scores. I'm all for it. And if they want to do that, fine. But their issue is an inability to capitalize on opportunities when there are goals sitting right in front of them. Whether it's the unlucky missing the net after the five hole, or it was the Marchand in game two, where Bobrovsky had the net wide open. You know, that's the issue. It's not how physical they are.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eyes.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Where would you like to begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, since we're talking about the Bruins, let's begin with the Bruins real quick here. Don Sweeney spoke yesterday. We criticized the refs a ton on yesterday's program following that ridiculous game four for your Boston Bruins. Here was Don Sweeney yesterday on the officiating.
We're not in a position to be criticizing, you know, the officials and league-wide such. That's standard protocol. We'll get fined as a result of that. So there's no intention of my point to be critical. The overall premise that I have is, to be perfectly honest with you, we should not be asking the coach after a game what they feel about officiating and what happens. Those questions should be directed at either director of supervisor officials, supervisor series, and or the officials. You want full access, you know, and transparency, then put the officials in front of the microphone to answer the question, because they're the only ones. Hold on, they're the only ones that have the experience to be able to handle whatever interpretation they applied to Rule 69 in that case to answer your question. That's it.
I like that
translation. Jeremy and Charlie told me not to say anything because they don't want to pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ding, ding, ding. I mean, how can he hold back?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who thought you were robbed the other night. And so pay the fine. Like, who cares? Call him out. Pay the fine.
I like his process of put the officials up there after
every
games.
Every sport, every game. They
every
have to
sport,
go up there and
game.
Answer questions and from the media.
Bingo. Just the way athletes have to do it.
No, Michael Kay had a riff on that a couple weeks ago, and he's spot on. Why should everybody but the people making the decision answer for what the decision was?
Mm. I think that's a great – like, whoever the lead ref is, the lead official, goes up there after every game, and then they're free. The media is free to ask questions just like they are for the players and the coaches. Hey – Why did you not make that call?
Well, there's no way that they can explain that call away. There's just no way. I don't understand.
And maybe if they had to, they wouldn't make the decision they made on the ice.
Yeah. I don't understand how that goes to Toronto, though, and doesn't get reversed.
Yeah, well, then sends out that email, too, where they're like, yeah, we didn't see enough contact. I'm like, the guy two-hand shoves Charlie Coyle in the back.
Like I said yesterday that it wasn't a cross-check. It was it was a cross-check. The stick was there.
Right.
I mean, it's as plain as day in Rule 69.
Mm-hmm.
Plain as day.
Right.
You need to make some Rule 69 Greg Hill merch.
We should. Yes, we should. All right, what's next?
From one set of officials to another, let's go to the Boston Celtics game last night where Jaylen Brown had a brush up with an official. Here is what Jaylen Brown explained happened during that incident.
Tyler, who the official who was running down the sideline, I don't think he was paying attention, but he was like in the play. So as I'm lifting up, like, I bump into him first. I had to push him out the way, then catch the ball, and then able to knock the shot. But it's like, you know, it was like he was an extra defender right there because he was in the way. So that's what I was telling him to get his ass out the way.
Jason also, hit you, a congratulatory hit, and he looked back at him like...
Yeah, I'm going to get Jason back for that, too. I wasn't paying no attention, and he just comes out of nowhere and with a left hook straight to the chest. I'm going to get him back for that.
Yeah, he was pissed off.
Now we know who he was ticked off at, because I didn't know who he was upset at during the game. I thought it was him and Strus going back and forth, talking a little trash. I didn't know if it was that, but now we know. And if you look at the replay, you could see he kind of has to move him out the way right before.
Okay, but his buddy Jason Tatum was giving him a congratulatory chest tap.
Yeah, but
don't get mad at him. What is he like? Hold me back.
No, I think he was just caught off guard.
Yeah, I don't think he was mad at Tatum. I think he was just like, oh, damn, you caught me. I'm not mad at you. And then he started, because when he looked back and he saw Tatum, there was a little smile on his face.
All right, what else, Shine?
Next, Greg, let's transition to football here, because Plexico Burris believes the New England Patriots are already regretting their choice of Drake May after hearing the comments we actually played on the show yesterday of Jerod Mayo saying Drake has a lot of things he needs to improve on.
That doesn't sound good to me if I'm Jerod Mayo and the fans for the New England Patriots, because basically what you're saying is that we might have drafted the wrong guy.
Bingo.
I'm just going to paint this picture right now. He may not be as good as we thought he was.
He set me up.
But I'm looking at it. Listen, this guy only played 26 games in college. In the ACC, he threw for 3,600 yards. Listen, the ACC is not exactly
the SEC
or the Big Ten. So you're talking about 3,600 yards and 26 starts in college, and you draft him with the third pick, and you ask him to be the savior of this team. Good luck.
The way the narrative is so different.
Oh,
if it was Bill Belichick, Bill hasn't even given this guy a chance. This young guy, he's going to get into his head. He should be supporting this guy and making sure he's ready to go.
Yeah, I don't get that one. I heard you talking about that, and I agree with Foyer. They talked about this on Grecian and Foyer yesterday. Every coach in the NFL would say, hey, listen, he's got a lot to work on. Yeah. He's not there yet. No big deal. He's not knocking the guy.
Oh, it's rookie camp.
Yeah. That
But you see people analyzing his throws at rookie camp. Have you seen that?
Yeah, because people are stupid, Greg.
Can we get to a game, to an actual NFL regular season game before we determine?
Or at least a preseason game. Have them be in full pads actually taking a snap against another team. And then we can start making some kind of decisions. But dudes throwing in half shells and shorts is stupid.
The best part about that is Carton goes, bingo. What is going on in our world? If Jerod Mayo said he's ready to go week one, we'd say, how do you know that? He hasn't even played a game.
Right.
Talk about the biggest non-story ever.
How can you tell that much when they're just in helmets and shorts? Mm. Right, that's what they would say if Mayo, Curtis is right. And I think a lot of coaches, say, hey, he's got a lot of things to work on. He's got to work on his footwork. That's we knew that with him coming into the NFL. Even Bill Belichick said it on Pat McAfee. He's got to work on his footwork.
And Greg, could you imagine running a network and saying, you know what, I've got two guys for a show. One had a Ponzi scheme trying to scalp tickets. The other shot himself in the thigh.
Well, it was the stairs at the club, Curtis.
Yes,
they were tough to navigate.
Those sweatpants will get you.
Ask Cheddar Bob. He knows.
All right. Well, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Courtney coming up at 7:30 with the news. And that includes, I assume, full update on Commonwealth v. Reed.
Correct.
Electric day of testimony yesterday.
I was glued to my TV.
I could not leave.
Yeah.
I am completely derelict in my duties because all I can do is watch that trial.
And there was a few moments where, I mean, we'll talk about it, where I was scratching my head, and I'll be interested to know if you caught on to some of these as well.
Okay.
I can start seeing where they're piecing things together for a full picture at the end, the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, the defense is So excellent.
The defense is in the lead? Let's see. Your expertise as a
true crime person?
Yeah. You know.
I feel like the defense is winning so far, yes.
All right.
And shouldn't you feel at this point of any trial that the prosecution has an edge because it's all their witnesses?
Correct, yes. And their evidence
right.
that they are supposed to be presenting, which I've seen none. Yeah. So, all right. That's coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Quick question from a texter. Looks like 860 texter. I believe that's Connecticut. Hello. Asking which I love more, draft speculation or off-season camp breakdown. I think I prefer a full breakdown on rookie camp and the six or seven throws that Drake made.
You didn't love my 87 mock drafts?
Yeah, I think so, to answer that question. We'll get into that coming up, right, Curtis? We're going to go over every single throw that Drake May made.
I really want to get into his shoulder placement when he's throwing it. All
right. Well, trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics take down the Cavs 109-102 to go up in the series 3-1. Jason Tatum led the series with the double-double, 33 points and 11 rebounds from Jason. Jaylen Brown adding 27 points and 8 rebounds for himself. It is the first time the Seas were in a game that was decided in single digits so far this postseason. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about being in a close game for the first time since April.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it takes. I think that's the thing that the perspective they have is there's no one way to go about winning. Every game's different. Every series is different. So whatever situation we're in, we have to match that mindset to do whatever it takes.
And I think that's important because a lot of people were saying, well, when it gets to a close game, can the Celtics close it out? So mm-hmm. This was an opportunity for them to show that, and they did. The Seas will now come home to try to close it out. Game 5 will be tomorrow at 7. These guys are 3-2 in home games this postseason. The Bruins will try to put off a close-out game tonight in Florida. Puck drop is at 7, and when it comes to Brad Marchand, Don Sweeney said that he did skate. He did travel with the team to Florida, so we'll wait to see on that. The Sox fell to the Rays 5-3. They'll try to even out the home series tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Nick Pavetta getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione, Lou Maloney, and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And in football, Jared Goff got paid. He signed a four-year $212 million extension with the Lions. Let love bloom in a 2024 Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 54 degrees, cloudy skies right now. Beautiful night at the park for Wiggy and Greg at the Sam Adams roof deck. About 77 is your afternoon high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.